it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons, Blind Citizens Australia's weekly program. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Enshrined in the Australian Constitution is the right to a secret and verifiable vote for all Australian citizens. Unfortunately, what the Constitution doesn't say is that if you're blind, that goes out the window. Lately, though, there have been moves to make voting accessible, and New South Wales particularly seems to be leading the way in this area. Susan Thompson has long been an advocate for the right to a secret and verifiable vote for blind and vision impaired people, and has used the iVote system in New South Wales on many occasions. Susan Thompson, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vaughan.
The New South Wales state election's coming up. When's that happening?
The state election is on the 23rd of March, Saturday the 23rd of March. And again, we will be having iVote for people who are blind or have low vision.
There are multiple ways of voting this year, I understand.
There are. iVote has, in the New South Wales context, has three options. One of them is automated telephone option, where you use your telephone keypad to navigate through the candidates and groups and select your preferred candidate using the keypad. The second option is using the internet or with some instructions as to how to do it using screen readers. And the third option is the human assistant in a call centre who will take your voting instructions, enter them into iVote, and there's a second person checking that they've done the right thing by you.
Now, I understand that the third option is the one that certainly has the most longevity, but let's start by going right back to the very beginning. How does one engage with this process to begin with?
Well, first of all, obviously you have to meet the eligibility criteria, and people who are blind or vision impaired certainly do meet that. There are lots of other categories like other people with disabilities or being 20 k's from a polling booth, etc. But to focus on our cohort, if you're blind or have low vision, you're certainly eligible. You can apply. You first have to apply to use iVote, which is either by logging onto the internet. If you go to iVote, ivote.nsw.gov.au, and there will be lots of links there to apply and to vote and to check your enrolment, etc. And you just follow the links on that page. The second way to apply to do iVote is to call the iVote call centre, 1300 2iVote. What's really important to remember for people who have used iVote before, there are some key differences this time. Firstly, you may be asked if you ring the call centre for your passport and or Medicare number. But if you don't have those, don't panic. That they are optional. So if you say, look, I can't read them, they'll just go on and move on to the next step of the application. And the same applies with the internet. If you don't have them, you select that you don't have them. The other key difference for those who used the internet last time is that there is a 90-minute timeout, and unfortunately, no option to extend that time out. Unfortunately, because of the increased focus on security, that was the only option this year.
What do you mean by a timeout?
For example, if you're like me and you vote below the line for the Legislative Council, it can take quite a long time to do it using JAWS, and I myself last time timed out after 90 minutes because I hadn't done it that way before. And there was an option to extend, but this time there isn't.
You've been involved with accessible voting for some time, with advocating for accessible voting and using accessible voting and reporting on it. In your view, how well are we going with it?
Well, in New South Wales, we're going well. iVote is quite bedded down and accepted in New South Wales and actually has bipartisan support. Unfortunately, in the other states, we're not doing so well. I think the thing to note about New South Wales is that we have three options. There's, as I mentioned before, there's the automated telephone, the internet, and the human in a call centre for those people who aren't so comfortable. So, but the other states, Western Australia did trial iVote last year. And I think South Australia did some form of accessible voting. I think where we're really struggling is to get the federal arena on board with internet voting. I think the last Victorian election had a human in a call centre also. And while that is certainly obviously suitable for some people, particularly those not comfortable with the internet or using an automated telephone system, It's certainly not secret, independent and verifiable.
And I think, you know, this comes down to an issue of discrimination. And, you know, we have a right to vote. In fact, it's compulsory to vote in Australia. And I think that it's very unfortunate that that extends only so far. You know, it's compulsory for blind people to vote, and yet there's no really good solid option, except for in New South Wales, for blind and vision impaired people to do so. How would you consider it viable for people to get involved with the advocacy of electronic voting?
Look, I think once the election is over, and it'll probably come up again, and I think lobbying your local member, whether it be federal or state, is a good way to go, particularly emphasising that it's accepted that people have a right to a secret vote, except if you're blind.
Susan, you've been a Blind Citizens Australia member for quite a long time now. You'll be coming to the convention at the end of March?
Yes, I certainly will. I've actually been a Blind Citizens Australia member since 1979.
Wow. And what are you looking forward to the most, do you think?
The peer support is the number one element for me.
Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Vaughan.
And if you're living in New South Wales and would like to register to vote secretly and verifiably on the iVote system, then you need to have a look at ivote.nsw.gov.au, or you can call the call centre on 1300 2iVote. And for those who don't understand the T9 input method, that's 1300 248 683. 1300 248 683. One of the things that we've taken to doing on New Horizons is talking about other methods of communication for blind and vision impaired people, and specifically Blind Citizens Australia's communication methods. Blind Citizens News, the March edition, was released just recently. To tell us about this edition of the newsletter, here's the editor of Blind Citizens News, Jonathan Craig. Welcome back.
Hello, thank you for having me on again.
The magazine's been out for a bit over a week now. How's it been received?
As usual, people have been receiving it extremely well. People have been particularly excited about Ricky Chaplin's article describing his experience when he was stuck in Dallas for 24 hours unexpectedly. And he gives some really honest and frank advice about how he coped when his travel experience went wrong and he had faced basically one of his worst fears. We also have a longer essay which explores the history of communication and information access for people who are blind and vision impaired. And people have really liked the format of that essay and have been asking for more long-form essays like this, which is really interesting to me.
I think that's one of the areas where something like Blind Citizens News can really excel, because there's no real limit, theoretically, to the length of the magazine, aside from issues which impact on the ability to produce audio versions and things like that. So really, you know, the length of an article isn't as much of a problem as the content of the article and being able to explore things in depth.
Yeah, and I've spoken before about how it's important not just to, news is more than just what happened. News is understanding what happened, understanding the history and how we got here and why it's important that we're here now. So I think it was really important to experiment with a deeper look into particularly the history of technology, because it can seem like a relentless forward march. But actually, you know, there are a vast variety of communication methods which some would accuse of being antiquated, which I think are still incredibly relevant and necessary today. And we have kind of really proven that with our ongoing commitment to making BC News accessible via all formats, Braille, print, audio, CD, and online. And that's one of the things I'm really proud about for this magazine.
Perhaps you could go into some detail about how people can obtain the magazine, whether they want it in Braille, audio, or in fact online.
You can now access, as you have been able to for the past couple of issues, a digital version of Blind Citizens News, where you can access each article and even share it. To access that, you can visit our website at bca.org.au, and it's on the publications page. You'll see a link to each issue, and you can either access the articles individually or you can download the magazine as a Word document. You can also, if you are a member, access Braille, print, and audio CD versions via mail. If you want to get a hold of those, you can contact the BCA office on 1-800-033-660.
And this magazine, of course, as we know by now, is quarterly, and the next edition will be coming out sometime in late May. What's the due date for article submissions this time around?
The due date for submissions for this issue is March 15th, so just a few days away now, but you still have time to get something in. And don't forget that you don't actually have to submit a full article. If you have an idea about something that you want to put together, then I'm really happy for you to write to me about it, and we will work on it together, basically. I'm also really interested in some more letters to the editor, which have been a really popular and interesting feature throughout the last couple of issues of the magazine, and give a chance to comment in a slightly more informal way on something that you're concerned about. To make a submission or to get in touch with me, you can either email bca@bca.org.au with the subject line Blind Citizens News, or you can get in contact with the office again on 1-800-033-660. Important to remind you as well that you can also make submissions in formats other than digital if you wish, via Braille, print, audio CD, etc. And if you do that, just mail that to the BCA office.
Jonathan Craig, ending this edition of New Horizons. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, the phone number to call is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or you can email bca@bca.org.au. Not forgetting that if you want to register on iVote, you can go to ivote.nsw.gov.au, or you can call 1-300-248-683, 1-300-248-683. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.